reverence, and mystery. Moss-covered stones in a jumbled mound, a few steps off a portage trail near the Algoma Central Tracks skirting Lake Gatchigan. Elsewhere, only isolated individual rocks. This pile, clearly intentional, marking a gravesite according to local lore. Decaying leaves in the crevices between stones, nurturing a scattering of ferns and Solomon's seal, a dead maple sprawled across, and a balsam growing out of the top. The kind of place one instinctively removes a hat when approaching. There's a small hole in the side of the mound, apparently the entrance to a burrow, and a spider in its web among the balsam needles. Life goes on, and this is a good place to be dead and alive. An Ojibwe Indian, legendary in North Ontario, frequented this area, guiding, hunting, and fishing parties. My friend Jeff thinks these stones may mark the place of repose for Tawabinase, the man who walks in moonlight. I can easily imagine people celebrating a life and exorcising grief by laboriously carrying these stones, many of them quite heavy, to construct this monument, so reminiscent of the cairns found all over the planet, designating sacred sites, and in particular the surviving Native American effigy mounds in Wisconsin I'm familiar with. I wish I'd brought some of my father's ashes, as I have to other special places in the area strongly associated with him, like the little island we swam to in Lake Gatchigan. Well, no hurry. I want to come here again.